Today is Friday, July 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We're going to kick off the show with a little recording that I'd like to play. So let's go ahead and play that now.
It's not as sad, though. Y'all, did you hear old Crooked Hat? Y'all, he had switches. He had these fancy switches put in his house, and I thought to myself, well, you know, let me see how many switches I have here in the villa. Y'all, I went around and counted it. I have 31 switches. Now,
31.
Two of those are in the storage area on the carport.
Okay.
Two of them are in closets, and one of them is for the attic, so that's five off of that, and so that takes it down to 26. And y'all, one of them is for the lamppost out in front of the villa that I turn on once a year on Gay Grandma for the trick or treaters. Y'all, well, first of all, why would anyone have to say, hey Siri, turn on the closet light? And y'all, I just said that. Let's just see what Siri says. Big Fatty. It's still... Yeah. I didn't get that. Could you try again? Okay, thank you for calling. Why would you ever need that? Why would I ever need to say to the computer to turn on the attic light? You know, I don't know. I just don't get it. Big Fatty, maybe you should put a hot spoon on it. But anyway, y'all, slap fat.
So first of all, I just want to say I'm amazed. And Nessa on Twitter said, and I know that was a lot of my show because I only do like a 10-minute show. But and I know a lot of you listen to Big Fatty as well, so that's a rerun. But I had to play it because, first of all, I'm just amazed that this switch thing has really taken off. Like, everybody wants to tell me how many switches they've got. I mean, Fatty did not call in to tell me, but he basically talked about it on his show because, you know, I mean, he needs content as well, so he had to have something to say. But anyway, so now on today's show, Fatty said something about, now, why would I ever want to turn on my fan with my voice? Why would I want to automate my fan? Well, Fatty, I'll tell you. First of all the closet switches and the fan and like all that kind of stuff, it makes it really good if, like, at night when I go to bed, or when Mark and I go to bed, we get in the bed, and what if you forget to turn off a light, or you really want the fan to be running, but you forget to turn on the fan or something like that, and you're sleepy and you're laying in bed and whatever. And so we basically say, hey, Echo, or you know what you're supposed to say, it's bedtime. And then I have it programmed. It goes through and turns off every single light and turns on the fan. So there you go. And why wouldn't you want to turn on a fan with, you know, by voice? Or, and you don't have to do it by voice. We have an app on our phone that we can use. We have, you know, there are a million different ways that you can turn these things on, not just by voice. And you can turn them off. You can put them on timers. A lot of people, I know we're not doing this right now because of COVID, but a lot of people, when they are going to be away for a few days, they'll set it so that and my stepdad used to do this. He used to buy these timers and manually set them to turn lamps on throughout the house to make people think he was home. Well, with these smart lights, you can literally just set a schedule and say, hey, I want this to come on at this time and go off at this time. And it's amazing. I mean, all the things you can do. I don't know that I would necessarily need it for a garbage disposal, but a fan and a light and, you know, other things like that, for sure. It's going to add value to the house, because before long, people are going to expect homes to have switches that are smart. They're just going to, when they buy a house, they're going to be like, does it have home automation? You know, and it'll just be one of those things. All right, let's listen to a voicemail as well. So here we go. We're going to just have some content here.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
At Rainbow Pines, according to Big Fatty. I just have four switches.
Four.
And also, I hope you can hear the Animal Crossing music playing in the background. I've got 165 hours, I think, to your 85. And also, thank you for buying a countertop from IKEA. Hope you do that. And tell Mark that his office looks great. He posted that on Facebook. Talk to you later.
I didn't even see it. The only way that I know when Mark posts something on Facebook is if he tells me. Or if someone calls the show and says, hey, Mark posted something on me. I didn't even see it, but I know I spent a long time helping him put that desk together. So I'm glad it looks good. He has a lot of plans. Four switches. Wow. That is not very many switches. But I guess you live in more of an apartment kind of situation. So you probably just have like a bathroom, living room, kitchen, bedroom. Each of those has one switch. That's a very, even for an apartment, I would say that's a very low number of switches. Very, very low. But, you know, hey, that would be very cheap if you wanted to do home automation. But I don't know, since it's a retirement community, I assume you didn't buy that place and it's more like an apartment. So maybe they don't want you to update the switches or anything like that. But that would actually be very good for a retirement community as people get older. And they have trouble getting up and down out of their chair. I know Gary's not this way because, you know, he still works at IKEA and, you know, is a very spry gentleman. But as you get older and maybe you have trouble getting up like Fatty, it would help. I'm surprised Fatty doesn't want to have, you know, he could just be like, Siri, turn on my light, you know, or whatever. And it would just turn it on for him and he wouldn't even have to get up. Or anything. So I'm surprised he's not interested in that. Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, it's been amazing. You got like all the Twitter folks telling me how many switches they have. We have another voicemail, but I'll play that on Monday's show. I don't want it to be like I'm just, you know, consuming all my content in one show. So I've been... Again, last night, first of all, I just want to say there was so much going on. By the time we had worked out, I had recorded the show. We had to take the grass clippings that smell. I don't know if I told you guys. I mean, I know I told you guys that we've been like bagging our grass, but it smelled. I mean, I think it could have poisoned us because it was raining. So we brought the bags of grass into the garage. The garage smelled so bad. It hurt my nose. It literally, I was feeling physical pain in my, I don't know what was happening to those grass clippings, but I was even thinking I was smelling it up here in the studio. It was so strong because the studio is right above the garage. So we had to take those to my stepdad's dumpster. He owns a business and so they have their own dumpster and he lets me use it. So we took, anyway, going forward, Mark called the waste management company and asked them, you know, because we thought they would pick up the bags and they just left them there last week on Wednesday. And they said, oh, no, you've got to buy special bags from us. And it's $1 a bag. And every bag, as long as it's in that bag, they'll pick it up. So now he ordered like 30 bags or something, because I think that was the minimum number or something. But he ordered like 30 bags and they're delivering them, but it takes like 5 days or something. So I don't even know if we're going to have these bags by the time I mow, because I'm mowing on Sunday. So I guess we'll be taking more bags to my stepdad's dumpster. I did have a little bit of a pleasant thing happen yesterday. I forgot to mention it on the show. Our neighbors have... So I know I mentioned to you guys, and I know you were waiting with bated breath. Is that the term? Anyway, it doesn't matter. About like what happened with the noisy neighbor and the mowing. First of all, I'll just say the other morning, I was like, what is that noise? It's like 7 a.m. and somebody... I mean, it was late, a little bit later. I woke up, some dogs barking woke me up at like 6:15 a few days ago, and then I couldn't get, well, I probably got back to sleep, but then at like 6:50 or 7, I heard this lawnmower type noise, and I was complaining to Mark, and he was like, you know, that was the lawn fertilizing company that we just hired. And that's them. They were in our yard. So here I am complaining, and it was someone in our yard. But anyway, the neighbor who we thought they had already moved in. Well, apparently they had not moved in, and the company that was mowing the yard, this house was empty, but the company was coming out and mowing the yard. And yesterday, they now moved in, like, I don't know, Friday of last week or something like that. They've been in about a week. So the guy, he's a little slender, I wouldn't say twink, but like, you know, probably mid to late 20s, like cutie patootie guy. And anyway, he was mowing his yard, and my window in the studio looks right out into their backyard because I'm on the second floor, and he was mowing shirtless. So I got a little bit of a show yesterday. But anyway, we took the grass and we worked out. We did P90X. We did all that. We had to eat everything. And again, it was, you know, by the time we got done doing all that, we barely had any time to do anything else before bed. We've been watching this show called Cursed on Netflix. If you like a fantasy, it's a really different spin on the King Arthur and Merlin and Lady in the Lake story. You really need to enjoy fantasy. I mean, it is, you know, got the typical fantasy stuff, but it's enjoyable. We finished the first season last night, and I'm looking forward to seeing the second season. And yeah. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.